The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
The two federal cases challenged the racial composition of one congressional and 12 delegate districts. One Virginia 2021's executive director, Brian Cannon, says the 11 districts in this lawsuit are misshapen, drawn to benefit incumbents, and are not compact, in violation of the state constitution.
We're just focusing on a fair process. If we could just have a fair fight, so in the marketplace of ideas, candidates can have their fair chance to say what they want to say, then they'll have a chance. And if somebody can only win in a gerrymandered district, then that's not really a fair fight and a fair win.
Cannon says the lawsuit argues that the districts should be redrawn.
In the state Senate, there are 3 and 3, 3 Senate Democrats and 3 Senate Republicans. In the House, it's 5 districts, and there are 4 Republicans and 1 Democrat.
But redistricting leader Delegate Chris Jones has a different view.
I'm confident they're compact and contiguous, and think it's a frivolous lawsuit.
House GOP spokesman Matt Moran calls this another political lawsuit that will cost taxpayers. He says delegates complied with the rules for contiguity and compactness set forth in 2 Supreme Court cases. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.